Welcome to the Just MS Show, the podcast where we connect, inform, and empower those living with multiple sclerosis. I'm your host, Justin Loizos, and today we're going to discuss an exciting new therapy that could potentially revolutionize the treatment of multiple sclerosis. As someone who was diagnosed just over 10 years ago, I know firsthand how important it is to stay informed about the latest developments in the field. So let's dive in. As we all know, multiple sclerosis affects millions of people worldwide and approximately 1 million in the United States alone. It's an autoimmune disease where the immune system mistakenly attacks the body's own cells, specifically targeting the outer covering of the nerves. This can lead to a wide range of symptoms, including numbness, double vision, and tremors. While current treatment options can help manage the symptoms, they don't offer a cure. But that might be about to change, thanks to an innovative new approach called CAR-T therapy. Now, you might have heard of CAR-T therapy before, as it's been making waves in the treatment of cancer. In fact, you may have seen a video reel I made for Instagram when this article was first released. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine have been exploring its potential in treating autoimmune diseases like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And now they've turned their attention to multiple sclerosis. So, what exactly is CAR-T therapy? Well, it stands for chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapy. In simple terms, it involves modifying a patient's own immune cells called T cells to recognize and destroy specific targets in the body. For cancer treatment, these targets are usually antigens found on the surface of cancer cells. But when it comes to autoimmune diseases, like multiple sclerosis, the targets are the self, reactive helper T cells that drive the disease. In a recent study published in Science Immunology, the researchers designed CAR T cells that could bind to multiple sclerosis related helper T cell receptors in mice. While they did encounter some challenges with the initial design, they eventually modified the CAR T cells to gain higher sensitivity to both low and high affinity multiple sclerosis specific helper T cells. This led to some fascinating discoveries about how multiple sclerosis progresses in animals. The researchers found that there's a two-part mechanism driving multiple sclerosis in animals. Higher affinity pathogenic T cells seem to initiate the disease, while lower affinity counterparts appear to perpetuate the condition. This means that for CAR-T therapy to be most effective, it needs to take into account the different stages of the disease. Although the study was conducted in mice, it's a promising step towards a potential cure for multiple sclerosis in humans. By targeting both low and high affinity helper T cells responsible for multiple sclerosis, CAR-T therapy could be strategically used to either prevent the disease or mitigate existing symptoms. This could mean that one day we might see CAR-T therapy administered to either prevent multiple sclerosis flare ups or to thoroughly address already existing symptoms. That's all for today's episode of the Just MS Show. Thank you for joining me as we explored the potential of CAR-T therapy for treating multiple sclerosis. Remember, staying informed and connected is crucial in our journey with multiple sclerosis. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and fellow multiple sclerosis warriors. Until next time, I'm Justin Loizos, and together we'll continue to fight, learn, and grow.